Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm so happy that you decided to join us this evening, and I hope that everyone is doing well. We have a great show for you tonight, and I'm delighted to say that my guest this evening is none other than Chip Coffey. And I don't think he needs much of an introduction, but let me tell you a little bit about him. He has a distinguished career as an internationally acclaimed psychic medium, paranormal investigator, lecturer, and writer. He displayed psychic abilities since childhood, but before becoming a full-time psychic medium in 2001, he pursued successful careers in counseling, the entertainment industry, and travel management. Since the onset of his career as a psychic medium, he has conducted over 10,000 readings for clients all around the world. And you might recognize him best from his work on A&E network series, Paranormal State, which airs Monday nights at 10 p.m. He also co-hosts Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal, a series that airs on the A&E network 10 p.m. on Friday nights. And you may also have seen him on his popular TV show, Airline, with his good friend and fellow ghost hunter, Patty Starr. He's also been on Larry King, Live, Maury, Montel, The Insider. And you may even have heard him on Coast to Coast in Sirius Radio. And that's just to name a few of his media appearances. And from now on, he can put Visible by Numbers because he's been here, too. And you can find out more about Chip at his website, www.chipcoffey.com, and that's spelled C-H-I-P-C-O-F-F-E-Y.com. But for right now, I'm going to bring him on in. So, hello, Chip, and how are you?
Hey, Allison, how are you? Good to be with you here this evening.
Well, I'm really glad that you finally got here with us. I know that you were scheduled for last week. I know that you got called out for a taping on Paranormal State, and you couldn't make the show. So we're just glad that you found the time to be with us this evening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Actually, you know, what happened was the fact that I got called out for one day on the road going to New York City to do an episode of an appearance on the Tyra Banks Show.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened there was I got called by some friends in upstate New York, asked if I would come and visit for a couple of days. I went to visit them while I was there, got called by Paranormal State, went on one episode with them, went on the second episode with them, so one day on the road turned into 12.
Ah, well, hey, if you're in demand, you're in demand. What are you going to do? So, and you're from New York originally, right?
I actually was born in upstate New York to Southern parents, so, you know, roots in the South, but my mom happened to be in upstate New York when she went into labor, so voila, there I was.
Oh, well, I was going to say, because I'm from upstate New York, too. I'm right in your neck of the woods, and I really can tell there's a little accent difference here.
There is a little accent difference. Where are you from in upstate New York?
Around the Syracuse area.
I'm from Elmira.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Well, let's talk about Psychic Kids here for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Now, first off, I received, really, a lot of emails from people who were very excited at the prospect of connecting to you tonight on the show. And many of them were parents with gifted children and people who also admire your work. So I just want you to know I did get quite an onslaught of email. And, you know, your bio, you know, talks about your psychic abilities as a child. From what I understand, you know, I would guess that you inherited some of this psychic ability from your great, because you're the great-grandson of a very famous Native American medicine woman, Minnie Sue Morrow Foster. Is that correct?
You know, she was very well known in the southeastern part of the United States. I don't know how much renown she had in other areas, but mm-hmm. very well known in the southeastern part of the United States back in the 1920s and the 30s. A lot mm-hmm. of people would come from what I'm told from great distances to have them work what they called her medicine on them.
Uh-huh.
And she was very well known in South Carolina, North Carolina, and surrounding states.
Mm-hmm.
So, although I didn't know her, she died many years before I was born. I've heard lots of stories about my great-grandmother,
yeah,
and I do believe that there is some genetic predisposition to be able to easily access any sort of ability.
Right, and that's what I really see it myself, that it runs in families through the numerology. But my question here is, did you have a support system when you were growing up and when you began to experience your own paranormal or psychic experiences?
A lot of people have asked me that same question, Allison. Excuse me. And really, I didn't get a lot of the you know, negativity and the doubt and discord that a lot of the kids that we worked with on Psychic Kids experienced. I just didn't get that. My family was fairly supportive of, or very supportive of my abilities, and didn't look at me with any doubt or any, you know, worrying about the fact that I had some sort of a psychological disorder or anything. So I was very well supported.
Right. But, you know, somehow something compels you to be an advocate or a mentor of sorts, to offer support and guidance for gifted children. I mean, really, you're brilliant at it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if perhaps that maybe stemmed from your experience as a child.
You know, I can't say that it did, but I will tell you that from the time that I was very small, you know, I remember being like 7, 8, 9 years old, and my mom or anyone would ask me what I wanted to do when I grew up, what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I said I wanted to work with children and adolescents as a psychologist.
Well, see, there you go.
And here I am as a kid telling my parents this.
Right.
And, you know, I have indeed worked with children and adolescents in the field of traditional psychology in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with children in the theater world, doing children's theater here in Atlanta for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it always seems that I've come back to working with families and children and young people and helping to nurture them, whether it's psychically or artistically or in some fashion. I also worked for a government program in Florida straight out of college. And it was again working in a program with children. So it seems like always there's been some connection to doing something to nurture the growth and the maturity and just to help out kids and families.
Right. Well, you know, I gotta admit, Chip. I mean, I did go so you know I'm a numerologist, and we talk a lot of smack about numerology here on this show. We have a lot of shows that are primarily numerology, but we love to bring on gifted people and interesting people like yourself, because we're all very much fascinated with your work. And, you know, I did look up your date of birth, and I got to tell you, you really have significant psychic abilities that are written into your chart, your three life path, and it's considered to be the life path of the medium. It's also the life path of somebody with a great deal of artistic ability, somebody who can express themselves really well, someone you would expect to see on TV or on theater or on stage. So you really do have a lot of star quality. But you know what struck me is your name, because you carry this cosmic vibration, this cosmic father energy in your name. There's actually a configuration there in just your last name, Coffee, that really speaks about this great compassion and nurturing of spirit of children. So, you know, whenever I look at people's numerology, I'm always, you know, gratified to see that, you know, I really feel that you are just like working your energy. I'm telling you, you're doing what you came to do. You know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I
wake up every morning and I say, you know, let's roll. I call my creator or the creator. I call that entity God, and
mm-hmm.
I say to God every morning, you know, okay, let's roll. Take me where you want me to be.
I do that too.
And that's the way I lead my life, as is evidenced by the fact that, you know, going out on the road for one day and being gone for 12, you just. I go with the flow. I
right.
do what I can and try to be cognizant of doing work that I think is going to be meaningful. And if I can look at myself in the mirror and say to myself, you know, Chip, you really are doing things that are making a difference. And I believe that I am, along with a lot of other people in the world, but I believe I'm doing my part in helping in some small way to make a difference in the lives of other people.
Well, if you don't mind, you know, I'd like to share a thought or two about the program Psychic Kids, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
And it's right along the lines of what you were just saying. You know, as a child, when I was little, I really sensed the presence of spirits in my bedroom at night. And I was really unable to tell my parents about it and spent many a night feeling very frightened and confused and really trying to handle it all by myself. And I really think that there are many children out there that will... you know, like myself, and even adults that have gone through this as children when there wasn't a support system, where this wasn't mainstream, where there wasn't any information, and that this show, they'll find a certain amount of comfort and knowing that they're not alone.
Right.
There's a reasonable explanation for what they're experiencing. I think that I really identified with this program because I really feel it's not only trying to enlighten the children, but also the parents, you know, and teaching the parents how to manage the child with a gift. But I got to tell you, what I like most about this program is not only the guidance that comes to the psychic abilities, but the guidance that it offers to any child anywhere, because it sends a powerful message that it's okay to be different.
And you know, that's exactly what the episode of Tyra that I just did is all about, is the young girls. I was on the episode with many of the young ladies. Let's put it that way. Not all of them were able to attend, but many of the young girls who were on Psychic Kids attended the appearance on Tyra. And she was primarily focusing on discrimination against young girls and the discrimination that occurred to them because they in some way were different. And it was a very interesting program because each of the girls was saying that in some way she had been put down or discriminated against because she had these abilities.
Sure.
I'm awfully gratified, Allison, by the fact that we had people on the show that were gifted as well as very mature and intelligent, caring, feeling young people, and their families had enough caring and concern for their children to reach out and seek help. I'm also gratified by the fact that so many of the emails and messages that I've received are from parents who have said they have children of their own, and they're watching the show with their kids. They're watching the show of Psychic Kids with their children as families,
mm-hmm.
and really tuning in and watching together. And so many adults have written in to say that they have been somehow vindicated or have gotten some sense of release or satisfaction out of watching the show because they went through the same thing when they were children, and now they feel like, okay, I've had some sense of vindication for the fact that I thought I was weird and different back then, and I've never really been able to let go of that.
Right, and that's exactly, you know, I mean, luckily for me that, you know, eventually, you know, I learned on my own, and then there was kind of like a light bulb going off in my head because now I knew what was
sure.
going on with me. But a lot of people remain clueless, and they don't have anywhere to turn to, and so I think this is really a brilliant show, not only for people that have the ability that never had any support, but also for the children all the way around. I can see this is a very positive show. But there's one question I did want to ask. I mean, how does the producers of the show find these children? I mean, you know, is there casting? Well, how do you find these children? I mean, do parents contact and say that they have gifted children and volunteer to have their children tested or something?
What actually happened was we did a pilot episode that was a documentary for the Biography Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And those children, we actually sought out children. We actually went to these children and said, would you be interested in being a part of this documentary on Psychic Kids?
Mm-hmm.
And those children that appeared on the documentary back in November of last year, those were children that we actually sought out
mm-hmm.
and brought into the program. We actively reached out to these children and asked them to be a part of the documentary. But beyond that, when we went into series format on the A&E Network for the 6 1-hour episodes that we did there, those families actually reached out to us after seeing the documentary and asked for our help. We had hundreds of families reaching out to us for help, and we chose the 17 families that we dealt with out of the hundreds of applications we had.
Wow.
A very rigorous screening process
mm-hmm.
took place, and we went to each of the children prior to them ever coming on camera to be taped for episodes to actually individually interview these kids and
right.
their families.
So it's a big process.
It's a huge process.
They came to you, yeah. Well, I was just wondering, you know, like how you found them, but that's interesting that the parents actually we're seeking the help, and this show is all about giving the help, so I kind of love that. I got to say, Jim, I got to tell you this, that in order to prepare for interviewing you, I think I taped every episode of Paranormal State Psychic Kids that I couldn't watch, right?
Thank you.
And so I spent several weeks catching up on the episodes that I missed at the regular viewing time. And I gotta tell you, Chip, I do not recommend a Paranormal State marathon. I think I watched 5 episodes in one day, and quite frankly, it freaked me out a little.
I was gonna say, did your brain explode at that point?
I was like, ew, I was just like jumping at everything after. I thought, boy, don't do that again, Allison. And, you know, I gotta admit that I've watched in my life several ghost hunter type programs.
Sure.
You know? And I've always had a very good laugh because the ghost hunters always seem to be so darn surprised, even sometimes a little bit frightened when the paranormal experience, they actually encounter it. And I have to say with you, Chip, I mean, you are one calm cookie, and Ryan is too, and you know, you just take things rather matter of fact. I haven't seen you jump out of your skin once, and I'm like so thankful for that because you're doing a paranormal, investigation. You have to expect these things.
And that's absolutely the truth. The one time that I remember really having, you know, the pants scared off of me was in the episode that we did down in the basement recently. There was a basement shot. The apparition got to me. We were excited about that. That didn't scare me. People ask me a lot, do you get scared? And the answer really is no, I really don't get scared. And this is coming from someone who, into his 20s and even later than that, probably even into my early 30s, had nyctophobia. I was pathologically afraid of the dark.
Oh, were you?
Oh, absolutely. All through college, I slept with a 100-watt light bulb burning in my bedroom.
Ah.
So I just could not tolerate. I had this phobia of the dark. I had total nyctophobia. And, you know, this coming from someone who had this pathological fear of the dark, now I'm typically not afraid of much when it comes to going on a paranormal investigation. Now, that's not to say that I cannot be startled. You know,
what startled you? Any experience?
Actually, what happened was we were in a fairly dark basement, almost completely pitch black, except for a little bit of ambient light that was coming through. And I was leaning over the side of some steps I was sitting on, and about 6 to 8 inches from my head, this handheld toolbox-type thing lifted itself out to a 90-degree angle and flopped back down and hit the wall that close to my face.
Mm-hmm.
So when something like that happens without the aid of human hand, that can be a little startling.
That would, that would be scary. That would be very scary. You know, Roxy is introducing my next question to you, actually.
You may hear my dogs chime in later, too. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was reading on your site that you've actually adopted and rescued many, many strays, and that really touched my heart.
I have my four babies that are canine and my one that is feline. And my dear friend Greta today, she adopted a cat that unfortunately she had to have the mother put down. The mother was pregnant with kittens, and she brought by a three-week-old baby that we bottle-fed today.
Well, you know, any person that has a soft spot for animals is a good person, and I've got two strays here running around in my living room. I don't cage them because they actually, the one is was in a puppy mill, so I don't want to put her back in a cage for anything.
No.
The other one I rescued from the SPCA. So if they chime in, you know, they're just
happy. They're just getting their time on the radio, so that's a very good thing.
Do you communicate with animals at all, Chip?
I do every now and then. I don't think that that's my specialty.
Yeah.
But every now and then I know that I have one dog whose name is Molly, and she's in the room with me right now, and she is a chocolate lab that I found living in North Georgia. Actually, I saw a picture on the Internet and went and got her. She was living in North Georgia in a pen outside, starved up to her elbows in her own waste with no protection against the elements, and my precious love, Molly, has been with me for over three years.
Mm.
And, you know, to say communicate, I know that when she's in bed with me at night and I'm sleeping next to her and throw my arm over her, you know, Allison, she not only touches my heart, she touches my soul.
Yeah.
And each one of my animals has a huge place in my soul, and you know, when I'm away and on the road, I just cannot wait to get back home for a reunion with my kids.
Well, I'm smiling all over the place because I hear you, Chip. I really do. And I might just contact you later on a later date and see if you can talk to this Roxy girl here, this little rescue, and talk to her about potty training. That would be really, really good if you could do that.
Well, I can give you some hints on what I had to do with a couple of mine that really didn't know what potty training was before they came into the house.
I know.
There's some little hints on how to do things.
Yeah, it's pretty darn hard.
Yes, it is. But you know what? I learned this lesson quickly. I've had to strip every bit of carpeting out of my house. But you know what? There's not one of my animals that I fussed at or anything for messing on the carpet or anything. I look at it this way. The love that I give to them and they get from me,
mm-hmm.
I can replace carpet. They're pretty irreplaceable.
You're absolutely 100% right. So I hear you on that. Now, I could talk about the dogs all night long.
Absolutely, so could I.
But we're going to move on. Now, you do a lot of traveling to colleges and universities, and you present different programs and about videos and audio recordings and things like that of some of your investigations. And I've got some people might be interested in where you're going. And your lovely assistant, Greta, she kind of emailed me and let me know where you're going to be. So if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of throw that out to our listening audience and let them know where they can get a hold of you. Would that be okay?
Well, absolutely. I will tell you that if they go to my website, to chipcoffee.com, you can see on the readings and appearances page, there's an entire list of places where I'm going to be in the fall.
Right.
And some of the schools will allow outsiders, such as, you know, non-students, to come in and see the presentation that I do. Usually, if I'm on the college circuit, I'm working with Patty Starr, who is a very renowned paranormal investigator, ghost hunter, out of Lexington, Kentucky. Patty and I have actually been doing college appearances for the past 4 years.
This is
our fourth year on the college circuit.
Right.
To give you some idea of where I'm going, just a couple of ideas. I'm going to be at not a college-related event, but at UNIVCON at Penn State from the 10th through the 12th of September.
Uh-huh.
Then at Scarefest, which is Patty Starr's event in Kentucky, on the 13th and 14th of September. I'm at HauntedCon in Phoenix from the 26th through the 28th of September. Quickly, 1st of November at University of North Carolina in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Doing an event at Katie's Bar on Long Island the 16th, 17th, and 18th of October. Then at other schools, you can find Rockford College in Illinois, Monmouth College in Illinois, Gainesville College in Georgia, Philadelphia University, Texas Tech, University of Windsor in Ontario, Canada, and a potential appearance at Clarkson in New York State. So, yeah, quite a lot of stuff coming up in September, October.
You're a busy guy, I'll tell you why.
You know, here's what I will tell people. Since January of 2007, the longest stretch of time that I've been home at one stretch is 21 days.
Wow. Well, apparently, you know, I really feel, I don't know about you, but even in my work, there's just so many people that are awakened and questioning, and what used to be acceptable or something that they used to be able to wrap their minds around, well, now they're just looking for more. And so I find that even in my work that there's more demand for readings and for teaching people about numerology because it's tools that help them to understand their lives and whatnot. And I'm sure that, you know, even for you, that this isn't going to slow down because it's just the energy of the times, I think. Are you?
I believe that people are looking for answers. I believe that people are turning back to spirituality in droves. I believe that people are looking or beginning to look beyond the obvious and scratch beneath the surface. And,
sure.
And we are hoping to find something that's missing out of our lives and fill that empty place in our lives that only faith and spirituality or holding on to something that we can believe in will fill. And there's so many questions and so few answers, but if we ever stop looking, then, you know, what are we? We become dull and lifeless, and I don't believe I could ever stop wanting to know.
Or, right.
Even if I'm never going to find out the answer, I think that the journey is what's important.
I agree with you completely, absolutely and completely. But listen, you know what I'm going to do, Chip, is I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm sure that we have a lot of people out there that might have a good question for you or, you know, connect to you in some way. And so if you don't mind, do you mind if I open them up?
I think that's fine. One thing that I will tell people is this evening, I'm sure there's probably going to be people that are going to be calling in and asking me to try to connect with relatives of theirs. And really, folks, I'm not really doing readings this evening as far as doing readings. But if you're interested in talking about anything that's going on with you or asking questions about the show or behind-the-scenes stuff with the show, I'd be happy to answer whatever questions that I can answer.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying. So,
thank you.
Okay. So we're going to be asking Chip some questions. So if you've got some questions about maybe experiences in your life or things that have happened to you, maybe you think your house is haunted, I don't know, or you've seen the show and you have some questions about the show, hey, you can call and speak to Chip. Let me give you the numbers. You can call toll-free USA at 877-876-5227, and you can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you live in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And remember that when you're calling to turn down your speakers or step into the other room, walk away from your computer so we don't get the feedback, and just speak up to us so we can hear you. And we'll be taking your questions and calls for the rest of the show. So, Seth, you can open up the lines. Now, in the meantime, Chip, you know, we got some more stuff that I want to talk about. You know what I love about you? Well, I love you anyhow because I just love watching you on the show.
Thank you.
But I love, you know, you do volunteer work with hospice organizations.
I do.
I got to tell you, that's the toughest work in the world, I think.
Well, you know, 10 years ago almost to the day, actually today is the 18th, so on the 12th of August was the 10-year anniversary of my own mother's death, and hospice was a very instrumental part of my mom's process of transitioning from the world of the living to the spirit realm, and they saved my sanity and provided my mother with support and care that was unparalleled. I am forever grateful to Hospice Atlanta here in Atlanta, and I do work with them whenever I have the opportunity to volunteer with them. I've done a significant amount of work with them, and also some work with Compassionate Action, which is a program started by Danny and Brinkley. And so those two organizations have a really large place in my heart, and, you know, I thoroughly believe in the hospice process.
Right. Well, you know, besides our mutual love of dogs, I used to work with hospice as well back in New York when I was living there.
Right.
So it's near and dear to my heart as well, and I just love somebody that gives back, and I love that about you. And I believe that we have a caller, so let's just stop the chit-chat for a minute.
Okay.
Who's calling, please?
Reginald.
Reginald?
From Ohio, yeah.
Hi, Reginald. Do you have a question for Chip?
Yeah, I'm 19, and it's been a lot of things happening to me spiritually, and I know I have some gifts and abilities, and I was just wondering, could you tell me, what do you feel I'm more so, because I don't know where to focus. Am I like an intuitive, I don't know where to focus.
You know, why do you have to, I really don't believe, Reginald, that you've got to limit yourself. I believe that you turn to your spirit guides, your guardian angels, you begin to communicate with them, open up a channel of communication, and ask them to help nourish your abilities. Lots of people come to me and say, how can I build my abilities? How can I further my abilities? And the easiest way to do that is really just ask for it. You know, turn it on, be aware, be receptive, be open to receive, and don't limit yourself. Take whatever comes in your direction. One thing I always urge is layer on the protection, you know, have some faith-based belief system, and layer on the protection so that none of the bad guys can get in. But, you know, don't limit yourself. Don't question yourself or limit yourself. Just accept what is going to happen and ask for more.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because I mean, I accept it and everything, but it's just like people have told me that I'm going to do this work, but I'm still, you know, I'm just going with the flow. And
well, you said you're 19 years old, right?
Yeah.
You know what? You're still a baby, and I don't mean any disrespect to that, but you're still a wonderful young person, and don't be impatient with it. Let it grow. Let it mature. And, you know, you'll see amazing things in your lifetime if you just remain open and keep asking for your spirit guides, the universe, God, whatever you call that divine power that exists in our universe. Just ask for more. Ask for guidance. Ask for them to be with you. And I really do believe that you can achieve.
Okay, Reginald?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
God bless. Bye.
All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too.
You know, I think on one of the shows on Paranormal State, it was a young man, and I think you were getting, you know, you mentioned protection and what you would suggest for him to do. I think it had to do with, like, he saw spirits in the graveyard, and you discussed this with him. Now, my question is if someone was to say to you, well, Chip, what do you do for protection? What would you say?
I was raised Catholic, and I have combined my own belief system to include a lot of things that are still predominantly Catholic with my own spiritual beliefs and things that are not uniquely Catholic. And I've developed a very personal and profound relationship with God. So for my protection, I wear blessed Catholic medals, many times blessed. Every time I see a priest, I ask him to bless my medals. So I've got blessed medals. Now, do I believe that a piece of silver or gold around my neck is my protection? No. But I believe that the belief that is attached to them, the faith that is attached to those iconic pieces of metal hanging around my neck are what is important. I've used this joke many times, so if anybody's heard it before, I apologize. I said my Indian name should be Travels with Holy Water because I do. Everywhere I go, you know, it's really when I go to the airport, you know, most people have toothpaste and mouthwash and things like that in their little port bags. I have a vial of holy water.
That must be fun to get through on the airport.
Oh, it is. People say, well, you know, I've been asked, what's in this? And it's like, it's holy water. You know, so try explaining that to a TSA agent at the airport.
Yeah, that's got to be
fun. Holy water. Okay, what are you going to, no, I really haven't had to go into any explanations, but I always carry, you know, religious, blessed religious icons, my faith, I pray before I go in, I put myself in what I consider a protected space, use the St. Michael prayer, use the Lord's prayer a lot, you know, I carry a rosary, I carry a cross, I carry my holy water, so
wow.
I do those things that are important for me.
Right, right, well, what you feel good with, yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense. I think we have another caller, Chip. So
okay.
I'm going to hold those thoughts for a second and chuckle to myself here about the holy water and how much baggage you must have. Anyhow, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Judy Lee, UK. I'm calling from Virginia.
And you have a question for Chip?
Yes. I've had several things happen recently on the downside, and I'm a little older. I'm 48 this year, and I was wondering, is it something about me, or is it just what's happening, or I'm not really sure. I'm having a really hard time right now.
What's going on?
My husband committed suicide, and my dad died, and I've had to relocate. Like, everything's gone. Actually, the family took everything like I died with them. So it's just a lot of hard stuff.
Well, it sounds like you've had some really tough things go on with you, sweetheart. And that's the time when our faith can get shaken the most. But when those things start to happen to me, that's when I turn my faith on full blast, full tilt, and look to God for help and, you know, do my part to try to make things better in the real world and co-create with the people that are working with me in spirit, with God, with my guardian angels and my spirit guides. I've got to tell you, I said I wasn't going to do psychic readings, but I've got to tell you, I fully, firmly believe that the months of September and October are going to be very significant for you, that there's going to be some major turnarounds with what's going to go on in your life, and that you're going to see a lot of relief coming in the next 60 days. So hang in there, stay faithful, keep praying, do the things that you need to do in order to push yourself ahead. Keep moving ahead, don't stop believing, and I really do believe And what I'm getting psychically, that things are going to turn around for you. You'll see some significant turnaround within 30 days, but within that 30 to 60 day mark, you're going to see a lot of difference, and things are going to look a lot brighter, I promise.
Thank you so much. I've been praying every day.
Keep it up. Keep it up. There is power in it, and I always ask this question. May I also include you in some of my prayers?
Oh, yes.
We'll pray for you. I will.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Well, that's rough, and that's tough. That's a lot to go through. And I find oftentimes when significant events like that turns a person's life around, that oftentimes that there's a reason, you know, that there's, you know, somehow when you lose it all and you have to rediscover yourself and move on from there, sometimes there can be a blessing in that, in self-discovery and what you're able to do. But it's tough to see any good in a situation
when you're so in the middle of it.
You can't see anything.
You can't see beyond it. The light at the end of the tunnel just doesn't appear to be there. But
right.
I agree with you so much, Allison, is the fact that many times in life when you're going through the trials and tribulations of life, there is a silver lining to that cloud. You know, there is something better that's going to come. And typically, things are going to turn around, and you will be able to find something that you can turn positive out of any horrific or negative,
exactly.
negative experience.
That's exactly what I was saying. One thing I want to say here, Chip, before we take the next caller, is you still do private readings, right? Even
though I do.
You're man in demand, right?
I do private readings, absolutely.
Okay, so they can find out about those on your website, yes?
On the readings and appearances page at chipcoffee.com.
Okay, wonderful. So if anybody is interested in a private reading with Chip, that's where you need to go to check that out. And we have another caller, so who's calling, please?
Hello, my name's Noella from Canada.
From Canada? Okay.
Yes.
You have a question for Chip?
Hi, Chip.
Hi there.
I'm actually looking forward to watching your show tonight. I'm quite a fan. I just have one question. I had an experience when I was about in my 20s. I was crossing the street, and I didn't see this other bus coming up behind the bus I was chasing to get. And all of a sudden, I was pulled back, and I felt like time stopped. And then I just watched the bus go in front of my face, which should have hit me. And I just wondered what that was about.
I've just got to tell you, the minute you started to talk, I felt a very strong female energy. So someone female was the one who actually yanked you.
So
I don't know who that was, if it was a family member, just a spirit guide, or who it was, but it was decidedly feminine energy that pulled you back.
Okay. So I should have really been schmucked that day, because it was two buses. Like, I would have been right behind the one, and the other one would have been pushing me into the other one. So that was kind of scary, but I guess that meant I wasn't alone, and I was ready
alone
to go.
Miracles do happen.
We're never alone. So in that instance, did you say, let me just ask you this, did you say thank you for that blessing that you got that day?
Yes.
I always tell people that was a big lesson for me. Absolutely. I always tell people that the last step in the process of receiving a blessing or a miracle is gratitude. Say thank you. I say thank you every day of my life, many times a day.
Oh, yes. And definitely, my belief was there. I was like you as a child. I saw things and heard things and kind of just put the blanket over my head, not knowing what was going on. And I was raised Catholic as well, so I did the whole thing like you with the cross, not the holy water, though. But so, yeah, that's good, because I didn't think that was myself saving myself. That's what's
No, I don't think it was either. I think that you had some divine intervention there.
Okay, well, that's great, and keep up the good work, both of you.
Okay.
It's a great show, and
okay.
I'm really enjoying it.
Okay,
thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Have a good night. You know, Chip, along the same lines that this lady is describing, I had a somewhat similar incident. I ran a red light. I was zoning out like I often do in the ethers, and I wasn't paying attention. And I, for whatever reasons, a stop sign flashed in front of my face, which kind of brought me back to reality. And when I realized where I was in the middle of an intersection, and it replayed in my mind what I had done. I saw myself running the red light, and there is no stop sign. So this stop sign that flashed that brought me back to reality, you know, and then replayed what I had just done. And as I turned, this all happened in seconds, I turned and I saw this great big huge white van bearing down on the car. And my dog, my beloved dog, Gus, was sitting, he was my co-pilot. He was sitting in the passenger seat, and this would have certainly harmed Gus. And I was horrified. And this van was seconds away from hitting my car. And I thumped the gas because I had no other option but to get out of the way. But there was no way that that van wouldn't have hit some part of my car, because I was still, it was right at the front of the car. Somehow, time seemed to stop, and next thing I knew, I was like two blocks away from the intersection. And I felt as though I was transported out of that intersection and away from harm. And I, you know, just like what she was talking about, like divine intervention. And I kept replaying it over and over in my mind, and it was not possible. What I saw with that van being like inches away from hitting the door where Gus was, for me to be able to be away, get away from it. So I identify completely and totally with what she said.
And the whole idea, a lot of people do come to me and say, you know, it's almost as though time stands still or accelerates or something like that. So that is a very real phenomenon that happens during these kind of experiences.
Yeah, well, I really related to what she says. I really appreciate her sharing that, because that happened to me. And we have another caller, so who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to share an experience that was rather unusual, but I had this experience years ago when meditating, and I was working with a particular crystal, because I have about 400 crystals in my possession that I use for meditation and for crystal grids and so on and so forth. And with this crystal, this was a crystal that was at the top of my head, or above the top of my head, rather. I was laying on the floor, and it was pointed up as if away from me toward the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I was laying on the floor, and in the meditation, in the midst of it, I felt myself being dragged up toward the wall. And in fact, I even moved my head to the. It was so real to me. I moved my head to the left so that my head would not collide with the wall. And I don't know if this was kind of like I was going to be having an out-of-body experience here or something along those lines, because sometimes that happens with the crystals that I use. It's all of a sudden it's like I'm taken off and I'm going somewhere. But anyway, I was wondering if Chip had anything to say about that.
You know, I wasn't there to experience what you experienced, and it sounds like you had something profound happen to you, and if that's the way it feels, then that's what you should definitely go with a sense of faith and belief that you had a profound experience. Now, this is what I would suggest.
Okay.
I would suggest getting in touch with your spirit guides and your guardians and saying, okay, what's next? What else are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, asking the question of, you know, you've shown me that there's something, you know, out there that's more for me. You've given me this experience. What are we going to do next? You know, be like an excited child.
Okay.
And just go, what are we going to do next? What's coming next? Huh, huh, huh. You know, kind of like that enthusiasm, and let them see that you've got that vigor and enthusiasm for whatever they can bring to you, and I'm sure you'll get more.
And Allison, I wanted to throw in a particular crystal that I was using is a 737373. That's a Tao crystal, which has, it's cut in a particular way. Where it has seven edges to one face, and then three, and then seven, and then three, and then seven, and then three.
Wow. I'd love to see it. Send me a picture.
And it's about, it's quite a Tao. It's about 14 inches long.
Hey, if you love me, send me a picture. I'd love
okay.
to see that. Okay, well, thanks for calling,
sure.
Scott, and sharing
thanks.
Your story. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
All right, bye. You know, one thing, when I was doing research for you, Chip, I heard you, I almost think it was in a video of some sort, but I heard you use the words the chip switch.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Can you want to explain what that means to our listeners?
People ask me a lot if I'm constantly assaulted with information from the spirit world, and I'm like, no, I'm crazy enough in my own real world life to not have that occurring as well. I say that I don't want to be Whoopi Goldberg with Patrick Swayze saying to me at, you know, 2:00 in the morning, 99 bottles of beer on the wall, or I'm Henry VIII, I am, or whatever it was he sang. You know, I don't want to have that happen to me. So I've learned with the help of my spirit guides and my own personal guardian angels to flip what I call the chip switch. When I'm ready to work, I can flip the switch on. When I'm not taking calls, so to speak, from the spirit realm, I flip it off, and the agreement that I have with spirit is, unless there's something that is going to prevent an accident, a tragedy, an emergency, or some situation like that, I don't want unsolicited information coming down the pipeline to me. I would rather do that kind of work when I'm Chip the psychic or medium, rather than when I'm just Chip the normal everyday guy that's running around and cutting my grass or going to Walmart or doing whatever I'm going to be doing.
Right.
I want to be able to lead my life here in the 3D world without having to 100% of the time be a psychic and a medium.
Right.
That would drive me to the point of having to be put in a home and fed strange vegetables, you know. I don't want to do that.
I hear you. I need an Allison switch to tell you the truth, but I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Listen, we have another caller, so we're going to take the caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nancy from New Jersey.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You got a question? You got a question for Chip?
Well, I was just wondering, I'm having some health issues, and actually my dealing with a couple things. My life seems to be in a funk right now. And just wondered if you guys saw anything in the way of my health or work coming up.
I don't think that Chip is doing readings this evening.
Oh, okay.
However, Nancy, I tell you what, if you want to email me your name at birth and your date of birth, I'm not doing numerology readings this evening, but I'll be happy to take a look at that, and I'll
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Well, also, if I can kick in one thing for Nancy.
Sure, you can.
One of the things I would like to tell you, Nancy, is there's something you've got to do. I don't think as far as the health things go, you set on the right person to give you the help that you need. I think that there's a female out there that's going to be instrumental in helping you between now and the end of the year with some health concerns. And as far as work goes, I get a number 6, so if that's 6 days or 6 weeks, I know it's not 6 months, there's some significant changes coming along with the number 6. So look forward to that number 6. I don't feel like it's a long time coming, but look also for that person that is a female who's going to give you some relief as far as the health matters go.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, and thanks for calling, Nancy.
All right, bye now.
Okay, now, Chip, you know I'm not going to be able to stop them from wanting psychic readings now. You know that, right?
I know. But, you know, if someone calls, it's awfully hard for me to say no.
I know, dear. That's why I was going to say, well, I'll look at her chart and I'll throw her what I can see in the numbers.
I know.
Numbers,
it's just awfully hard for someone who, you know, if they will put themselves on the line enough to call and make that phone call, it's I just don't like disappointing people.
Well, I understand, dear. But I just want you to know, okay, if we start getting
I'm a good codependent. What can I say?
Okay. Hey, I want to talk to you because one of the things I was reading about you is you've been to visit Gettysburg in the battlefields quite a bit. And I myself was given a tour there by a medium named Carol Lemur, and she even told me at that time that people who really have never had paranormal experiences actually experience them in the Gettysburg area. And so I guess what I was kind of curious about is, what is it like to be a medium and go to a place like that? I know you got the chip switch going on for you, but, you know, is that a very powerful energy place?
You know, I was there with Stacey Jones and Patty Starr last fall, and we did a little mini investigation while we were there and got a few EVP and, you know, sensed some things around us. But, you know, we were there more over as tourists just to see the area than strictly as investigators. We didn't have a lot of time to spend, but we saw some very funky things near one of the bridges. I can't remember the name of the bridge we were at, but we were there, and I hope nobody tells this. I can't believe I'm telling it on the radio, but we were there at night when we probably weren't supposed to be where we were.
Breaking the law.
There's true confession time. We were in an area where we probably weren't supposed to be at the hour of the night we were there.
Uh-huh.
But finally, all of us started to get a little creeped out by what was going on there, and it wasn't mass hysteria. We each individually came back. We had sort of drifted apart from each other, and we each started coming back toward each other going, we think it's time to leave right now. Not that anything bad was going to happen, but we just didn't want to be there anymore.
Okay, so there was a lot of powerful energy there then.
There was a lot of stuff that was going on there, and we just sort of said, nah, we think we want to go back to the hotel.
Yeah. You know, what happened to me is, it was really strange, is we were driving down in the actual battlefield, and I knew nothing really that much about them because I'm from New York, and it was my first experience there. And I said, stop the car. And I got out, and I walked to this tree. And it was like the tree was wisdom of the ages, and I don't know what. I was just attracted to this tree like it was like a dear friend, and I was feeling sorry for the tree. And I did not know that they had what they called witness trees, trees that actually witnessed the battlefield, the battles there, and that they're very spiritual trees. And I, honest to God, so I went around like a tree hugger when I was there, totally connected to the environment and to these trees. It was just the strangest, weirdest thing. And it was just a very interesting experience. And I couldn't imagine being you and being there. You know,
I felt some things while I was at Gettysburg, but as you said, I had the chip switch kind of turned off.
Yeah.
Because so many times there can be a variety of different types of energies going on in environments like that. So I always err on the side of caution a bit and put my guard up sometimes when I go to places where there's been so much death and so much tragedy, because I don't want to be assaulted by that energy.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, a lot of people, and I'm going to say, I can't say that I have not experienced certain mediumship things in my life, and I certainly have felt spirit. I can sense it. I've seen to a certain extent. I've had a lot of, you know, because of the work I do, a lot of people have offered me the sage advice and said, you know, Allison, you have mediumship abilities. And I'm one of these people, I mean, I'll do the numerology. About the time a spirit starts walking through my living room, I'm telling you, that's about the time I give it all up, you know. I mean, no thank you. So maybe I do have an Allison switch that I use, because I'm like, I mean, I don't be needing none of those spirits in my living room. Thank you very much. I'll just do the numerology for now. So.
You know, we all have to do what we got to do. And if that's something that you don't want, then I would say, don't ask for that facet of it.
Yeah, really. Okay. Well, we've got probably our last caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Kathy from Florida. How are you today?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Doing really good.
You got a question for Chip?
Yes, I do. Hi, Chip. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you, Kathy.
I've been really enjoying the show.
Thank you.
And I kind of feel like I know you when you start talking about holy water and Catholics and everything. I've been there. Ever since I moved here recently to Florida, and I have felt like where I moved to, like I'm on sacred ground. I can't really explain it. And I wondered if you'd be able to help me with that kind of feeling that I've been getting.
You know, sometimes we get drawn to places where we're supposed to be for various reasons. And I think that what you can do is open yourself up and ask again. So many people find it so difficult to open up communication with their guides and their guardians. And I say pick those quiet moments during the day when you can just sit and be. And lots of people also do this when they're in bed at night, when you're comfy and cozy in bed at night. I say that the prime time to do that, and you know you're in that state where you are receptive. If you smell smoke and you thought your house was on fire, you dread getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the level you'd go, I don't want to get out of bed. Let the house burn down around me. Because you're that comfy and that cozy and that settled in, of course you'd get up and jump out of bed if your house got on fire. But open up your channel of communication with your spirit guide. Some people do it when they're taking a long hot bath or whatever. Find those times when you can just be quiet and just listen to your soul and open up channels of communication with your guides and your guardians. Ask them what they brought you there for. Ask them why you've traveled to Florida and settled in Florida. You know, look for your higher purpose that's there. There's got to be something that's drawn you to that area if you feel that strongly about the fact that you're on, you're in a place and on ground that is in some way meaningful and vibrationally, you know, resonant to you. You've got to figure out exactly, okay, what's next?
Right. I meditate every day and definitely start off with the gratitude and then offer up my wishes, my prayers, my concerns. And then I have like a quiet time, you know, to be able to receive any kind of messages, you know, that, you know, might be waiting for me. And I just feel really safe where I am right now. I really want to do right for the reason that I'm here. I don't want to blow it. You know what I mean?
You know what? From what I'm sensing from you, you're not going to. I really feel like there's a level of discovery that's coming for you. And I really, lots of times people will say, well, what does that mean? And it's not for me necessarily to tell them. I'm not the man behind the curtain, like in The Wizard of Oz, always.
Right.
I can't tell you what your destiny is in all facets of what's
right.
going on. I'm not all-seeing, all-knowing. Lots of times that's a journey of discovery for you. That's why you signed up to ride the horse at the rodeo in this
life.
That's
right. It's my lesson to learn. You can't.
It absolutely is, and I feel like that's part of the wonderful journey that you've come there for, is to see exactly how you can expand yourself and grow from the experience of having transplanted yourself there.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that. And many blessings to both of you. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. And it's been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Kathy. Appreciate
it. Have a good evening.
You too.
Wow. And we all get dropped exactly where we need to be, don't you think?
You know, I got dropped in Atlanta 25 years ago kicking and screaming because this was not some place that I thought I was going to last for long.
Yeah.
25 years later, hello, here I am.
Yeah, and it's home, right?
It is home.
I got dropped into Pennsylvania. I have no clue why I'm here 6 years ago. So it is really interesting, you know, to be here and coming from New York, but here I am. So and since I've actually come to Pennsylvania, really, the opportunity to do the numerology has just blown the doors wide open for me, and so there's got to be a connection somewhere, somehow. I don't question it anymore. I just go, like you say, with the flow.
What you got to do.
Yeah, well, listen, Chip, you know what? We have blown a whole hour here, and I think I could probably talk to you forever because you just have got this really great personality. You're so warm, and so you got beautiful way of expressing yourself. I've really enjoyed you as a guest, and I'm just ever so thankful that you joined us on the show.
Well, I am so grateful for your patience and having me, you know, cancel on you a couple of times because of conflicts that arose. And I, too, am grateful for the opportunity to have been here with you and your listeners this evening. Thank you.
And, you know, if ever, you know, you have a spare moment or something to promote, I hope that you will think of us and have Greta email me, and I'd be happy to schedule you in any time. I'd love having you. So I want to really remind our listeners to go to Chip's website, coffee.com. You can find out all about his upcoming events, where you might be able to see him in a town near you. Certainly tune in to Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, because those are really wonderful programs. They're on A&E 10 o'clock on Monday and Friday nights. I've been absolutely enjoying the shows, and they're really worthy of being watched. It's doing a lot of good work there. Chip, thanks everybody that called in tonight. We appreciate your interest in the show and everybody that listened. Chip, it's been great. Come back, will you?
I will absolutely do so. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you again so much.
You're welcome, Chip. Good night, Chip.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.